I am Roberta Schultz. Paleontologist Brian Sweetek has written a science page-turner in Skeleton Keys, The Secret Life of Bone, new this spring from Riverhead Books. I have to admit that in spite of my much-earned nerd status, I was not looking forward to reading a science text. However, I found myself hooked just a page in, with Sweetek's engaging prose, which is a blend of serious science sprinkled with enthusiasm, curiosity, and humor. Even his chapter titles made me want to read more. I mean, who can resist an introduction entitled Cut to the Bone, where the author introduces us to a museum exhibit of skulls in Philadelphia in order to begin his journey into what bones reveal? He starts by describing the skull of his shepherd who tried to end his life by cutting his own throat, only to be surprised that the flexible cartilage of his larynx had transformed to bone. According to the placard placed under the skull at the Mutter Museum, the shepherd went on to live until at least 80 years of age. We can only hope that he soon got over whatever it was that made him want to end it all. Since Sweetek usually searches for dinosaur bones, he is well aware of the valuable information science can glean from their study. But in this book, the author turns inward to learn more about the bones inside each of us and what they reveal about the person who once was and the culture that human being lived in. There's a chapter on how the structure of our skeletons evolved in living things over the ages so that we could finally stand up on two legs. It's a fairly fascinating story, beginning with our earliest relative who swam in the Cambrian seas along the Burgess Shale. We know about our tiny relative, the Pikaia, because it is preserved in perfect fossil at this rich Canadian site. When I went online to investigate what a few of these Cambrian explosion creatures might actually look like, I was astonished at their almost three-dimensional preservation in blocks of shale. Bones are the only part of a body to survive decay and fossilization, and every element holds clues about the lives we lead. In other chapters, Sweetek introduces us to famous skeletons like Lucy, Richard III, who it appears only had scoliosis and was not a true hunchback as Shakespeare portrayed him, as well as finds like La Brea Woman, whose bones were found in the famed tar pit in California. The author explains that we only know she was a woman because of the shape of some of her pelvic bones. It seems that while bones can't tell us much about hair or skin color, many skeletons, like the one found in Washington State, labeled Kennewick Man, upon discovery have been used to consolidate and maintain existing systems of power. Sweetek uses the example of this once-supposed Patrick Stewart look-alike to break down how good science established the skeleton to be genetically related to Native Americans of the area. Sweetek and other scientists now refer to him as the Ancient One, since his bones are dated somewhere around 9,000 years old. Bones used without permission, like those from burial grounds and those put on display like the Irish giant Charles Byrne, bring the author to the discussion of ethics in science. What is appropriate for unidentified bones held by museums and others in collections? Sweetek points to recent efforts to think about the consent of the dead. He also examines the widespread red market for human skeletons and bones, often illegally obtained and sold on websites like Instagram and Etsy. There's even a somewhat creepy chapter about the bone-gathering cultures who collect human skulls. Sweetek theorizes about what causes some humans to want to drink from the skulls of others. Sometimes bones reveal more about human nature than I care to know. Throughout this fascinating book, I did not once feel that I was being lectured or even actively taught by an academic. Maybe because Sweetek has bylines in National Geographic, Smithsonian, Wired, Slate, The Wall Street Journal, and Nature, he knows how to share scientific information like it's a secret we all want to know. I felt that breathless excitement in his writer's voice, even when he was explaining how bone cells regenerate themselves regularly. In the final chapter, the author even imagines for the reader what kind of environment he would need to seek out to make sure his own skeleton became a fossil. Even in the first sentence of his dust jacket bio, Sweetek puts himself into his work. Brian Sweetek is a collection of 206 some odd bones and associated soft tissues. You can find a link to Skeleton Keys, The Secret Life of Bone, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.